Hey friend, welcome to the Good Gets Better podcast. I'm your host, Amber Vreeland, and today's episode is going to look a little bit different than the usual kind because it's just going to be me. And, you know, this is the time of year where everybody is thinking about our New Year's resolutions and New Year, New Me. And today, I just want to encourage you that the New Year, New Me mindset is not a mindset that the Lord brings to us. But before we get into that, let's take a second and pray together. Dear Lord, thank you for another day. Thank you for all that this year has brought. Thank you for every single little thing and every single big thing that you did on our behalf this year. Lord, you have blessed us abundantly. And Lord, we just want to take time to reflect on some of the incredible things that you have done that we have witnessed this year. And Lord, there are so many things that you have done in our lives this year that we didn't even see. Lord, you are protecting us behind the scenes, and you are even protecting us before our eyes. And so, Lord, we thank you for all the things that you've done in the unseen and in the seen. Lord, I pray against the enemy today, wanting us to think back on this year in shame and regret and thinking about all the things that we wish we would have done differently. And Lord, I pray right now that you would take those thoughts out of our head, that you would remind us that every single thing that happened this year was intentional, was written in your book from the beginning, and that it's all part of your perfect plan for our lives. Lord, that every mistake we made, any decision that we're not proud of, that it is part of the purpose and the calling that you have for our life. Lord, that we learned something from that we grew in our identity and in our relationship with you because of every trial we faced, because of every mistake we've made, because of every moment that may not be our brightest. Lord, you are sufficient and your power is made perfect in our weakness. And we are so grateful that it is so evident that you show up when we are weak, and we are thankful for the strength that you bring into our lives and the joy and the light that can only come from you. And so, Lord, we just thank you so much for this year, and we are so excited for what you have in store for us as we go into the new year. So, Lord, I just pray that this week would be a time of positive reflection, of gratitude and praise. We love you so much, Lord, and we are just so grateful for today, another day that we get to wake up and experience you. Please bless today, this week, and 2024. In Jesus' name, amen. I keep seeing these memes about the January version of you, hearing about where you are now, the December version of you. And I find it so funny because there are so many things that happen over the course of a year that are not part of our plan. And it's just so relatable because I know that if the January Amber heard everything that happened this year, her jaw would drop and she would be in shock. And we as humans are not meant to know everything in advance, but I just find that so funny. And there's this big thing every single year where it's like, new year, new me. And I don't like the new year, new me mindset because people then wait until the new year to make changes and to set goals. But also, I just feel like the new year, new me mindset has so much shame and regret attached to it. When we think about all of the difficult things that we faced this year and all of the things that we said or did that we wish we would have handled differently. And I don't believe that shame and regret is something that the Lord wants us to experience. Romans 8 verse 1 says, "There is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus." The deal is, the Lord has already factored in every single mistake and poor decision we would make into his perfect plan for us. And the Lord doesn't want us to live in shame. We all have our moments, but we have a gracious God. And so whenever you say or do something that you wish you hadn't, we are able to go to the Lord in full transparency and confess what we've done and ask for forgiveness and repent. And repenting means to turn away from the sinful life and to turn towards a God-honoring way of life. He is quick to extend his grace to you, regardless of what it is, whether it's a big thing or a little thing. As soon as you lay it at his feet, he has forgiven you. And with God, we are made new. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, "Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. A new life has begun." We as humans sin daily. And I know that that is wild to think about, but there's a verse in James that says, if you know something that you ought to do and don't do it, that is a sin for you. And I think that we do things according to that daily. Because I know there are things on a daily basis that I know I probably should do that I don't do. And even when there are things that I know that I shouldn't do, and yet I do it anyway, that's a sin for me, and that's a sin for you. And these things look different for every person. But Jesus was perfect, and I think that's so incredible, and it just makes Jesus even cooler because literally every decision he made intentionally, and he did everything that he knew that he should be doing. And he didn't do anything that he knew he shouldn't be doing, which is so awesome. Like, that's so cool. But it's also a matter of things that you feel convicted by. But thankfully, even though we sin continually, we have a God who is also continually wiping our sins away. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9 through 10 says, "The Lord said, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.'" And I love that verse, especially that last sentence that says, "For when I am weak, then I am strong," because we have no strength on our own. We have no power of our own. It is all a gift from God. And through all that we endure, it's an opportunity for God to show up. Every single victory, big or small, is God's victory, not ours. And when we accept our weaknesses and we recognize that we are weak and that we need the Lord, that's when we get to see God move. And he also promises to us that when we come to him, he will give us rest no matter what is weighing us down. Matthew 11 verse 28 through 30 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." No matter what you're carrying, you can lay it at his feet and you can release that from your mind and from your heart and trust that the Lord has it in his hands. And if you're still carrying that burden, then you're not fully trusting it in his hands. And I know that's a hard truth to hear, but it's the truth. And I've experienced that so many times. But when you fully release something, you experience the freedom and the peace that comes with it. Because when it's released, it's gone. The weight is no longer on your shoulders. And the Lord says that when we come to him, he will give us rest. So the other day, I was going on a trip. And it was about an hour drive, and I've never driven to the area that I was driving to before. So I put the location of where I was going into my GPS, and I trusted fully that my GPS was taking me where I needed to go. And while I was driving, I had such an epiphany moment, thinking about how much peace I had in this app on my phone, that I was trusting some man-made thing so much that I wasn't even worried about anything. And it's wild to me how much we can trust in man-made things. And when you think about it, we trust pilots to fly planes safely when we don't even know who they are. And we trust bus drivers, and we are trusting teachers to give us the right information. We're trusting so many different things every single day without question. And yet, it is so difficult sometimes for us to trust God, who we know loves us and never, ever makes a mistake. He is perfect. And yet, we find it so easy to trust these imperfect, flawed things and people. Like, that is so wild to me. Like, I don't even think twice whenever I get on an airplane about who is flying the plane. I go to sleep and I just know that I'm going to be okay. But how can I think that? But the Lord, who is perfect, who I know loves us and cares about us so deeply, we choose to doubt? Like, that's insane. That doesn't even make sense. That doesn't even add up. And not only is it easy to doubt God with our problems and situations, it's also easy to doubt Him with the way that He made us. We are our biggest critic. And we look in the mirror and tear ourselves apart, or we overthink the decisions that we make. And what I want to encourage you with right now is how He has intentionally, masterfully made you. The same God who paints the skies and knows the name of every single star made you too. And after He made everything else in the world at the beginning of time, when He wrote you down in His book, He stepped back from His work and said, "This is very good." It literally says in Genesis, after God made animals and the earth, He continually would step back and call it good. But after He made us, He stepped back and said that we are very good. And that shows just how much He loves us. Psalm 139, verse 13 through 14 says, "For you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." And then Psalm 139, verse 16 through 18 says, "You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. They cannot be numbered. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you are still with me." And so I'm just not a fan of New Year, New Me, because New Year, New Me stands for reflecting on everything you hated about this year and everything you wish would be different. But I want you to know that God did not make a mistake when He made you, and He did not make a single mistake in your year this last year. Everything that happened was what He had written in His book would take place from the beginning of time. And that brings me so much comfort. And so I hope that that comforts you as well. Recently, I read a quote that I found really powerful. And it says, "If you went back and fixed all of the mistakes you've ever made, you would erase yourself." And I love that quote because we weren't meant to have a perfect everything. Our mistakes teach us so much. And recently, I saw a video of this guy speaking, and he was talking about identity and how if someone were to come up to you, let's say you have like brown hair or blonde hair or whatever, and if someone were to come up to you and said, "Hey, I like your pink hair," you would so firmly respond with, "Actually, I don't have pink hair." You would know, "I don't have pink hair." And he was using this reference to talk about identity within ourselves and who we believe ourselves to be and what true confidence looks like. Because when you are confident in who you are and who God made you to be, even if someone or the enemy tries to speak anything over you, you can know, "Actually, this is who I am. Actually, this is what the Lord says about me." And I love that because I want to be that confident in my identity and in my value and my own uniqueness that even if someone were to say, like, "I have curly hair," if someone were to come up and say, "Amber, I don't really like your curly hair," I want to be able to have so much confidence in who the Lord intentionally made me to be that that won't even offend me. And so I just encourage you, and this is something that I really want to hone in on from here forward, is knowing who the Lord says you are and trusting who he says you are so much that no matter what kind of fiery darts the enemy tries to send your way about who you are and whether or not you meet society standards, that you are so intentionally and beautifully and wonderfully made by the creator of everything. And he makes all things good. And we can know that full well. And maybe you're reflecting on this year and you're disappointed because things didn't happen this year that you wished would have happened. But I want to encourage you right now that God's timing is perfect. In Proverbs 16 verse 9 says, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." So even though you may not have seen everything that you were hoping would come into fruition this year happen, you can know that the Lord has you and his plans for you are greater than your plans for you. And you can count on that. And so the enemy tries to ruin every good thing, including the new year. But as we go into 2024, I don't encourage you in your reflection to think about all of the things that you wish would be different, or for this time to be a time of shame or regret. What this should be is a time of praise and worship and gratitude, thanking the Lord for what he has done this year, thanking him that things didn't go our way, but that they went his way. And he has rescued us time and time again this year from things we didn't even see. And we made it through all of our bad days. So praise him for what he has done and for what he's about to do in 2024. This shouldn't be a time that is all about you. This should be about him and how we can implement things in our lives that honor him more. Our lives are not our own, and we need that reminder. Proverbs 27 verse 1 says, "Do not boast about tomorrow, for you don't know what a day may bring." It is a blessing that we woke up this morning. So don't miss out on today because you're focused on tomorrow. Matthew 6 verse 34 says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." We were sent to this earth on a mission, and the enemy will do anything and everything he can to distract us from it. We are to know God and to make him known. And so that is my goal for today, tomorrow, and for 2024. Let's continue to bring as many people to heaven as we can, because there is nothing more special than friendships that truly last forever. I hope that this episode has encouraged you. It was so fun to just sit and chat with you about things that were on my heart, and I'm so excited for a new year, and I am so excited for what the Lord is going to do in your life in this year. I would super appreciate it if you rated this podcast, and make sure to follow to keep up to date for whenever a new episode drops. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you have an incredible rest of your week. Just remember that when you focus on the good and when you focus on God, the good gets better.